Good morning, everyone. Thank you for listening this White Way broadcast. I'm Daido Baba, Associate Minister of Honpa Honganji Hirobetsin on Big Island. I'm sure you are familiar with the White Ashes, which is one of the letters of the Gobunsho. The Gobunsho was written by Renyo Shonin, our 8th Gomonshu. When I started to learn about the White Ashes, I had a question about the following sentence. Quote, "Life swiftly passes, and who among us can maintain our human form for even 100 years? Do you feel something strange when you hear this sentence? I used to think that recently people live over 100 years, so I felt it did not have much meaning when I read it at the funeral of someone who is over 100 years old. Have you ever thought about that? This is because this letter was written in 1480. It is over 500 years ago. Do you know the average lifespan at that time? It was 50 years of age. It meant that 100 years of age was a very long life. It is different now compared to 500 years ago, when one thinks about being 100 years old. When we hear 100 years ago, we judge it from our present understanding. However, we have to think of the background on the White Ashes. By the way, do you want to live until you are 100 years old? Think about when we were born. Were you born by yourself? Did you change your diaper by yourself? Even when you grew older, your parents or grandparents cooked for you. Somebody brought you to school. You couldn't have a party by yourself. From the time we were born, we didn't live by ourselves. Your life was supported by your parents, your friends, and your family member, others seen or unseen. When you realize the tremendous support you received and continue to receive, you can express your appreciation. If you can realize the great support you received since your childhood, then when you are getting old, you can realize how wonderful life is. Getting old is not a shameful or negative thing. It is a natural condition and process of life. One lady told me, "I don't want to get old." The only way you don't get old is if you are dead. Every day, our body is changing. I heard that aging starts from around age 20. However, when we were young, we don't realize that those small changes. And when you reach the 60s or 70s, you gradually realize aging and feel disappointed. Our body didn't change suddenly, but we feel like it did. We have to carefully see ourselves every day and accept the daily changes. Then we can live with aging based on Buddhist values. Here, I'd like to introduce a story I found in a Buddhist magazine about an 86-year-old obachan who still walks steadily and speaks clearly. She said, "When Obon season comes, I remember my husband. He was an easygoing, big-hearted person and very calm. On the other hand, I tended to worry about many things. When I worried about the future, he often scolded me. He often said to me, 'It doesn't make sense to think about tomorrow. Rather than thinking about tomorrow, we should try our best today.' Even though I repeat these words, you are unable to understand them. One day, after finishing work in the field, we sat down on the ground to have some tea. It was at the time he said to me, 'Beautiful flowers are blooming along the path. These flowers never think about blooming tomorrow. They are just blooming to their fullest now. Don't you think that is great? Little birds are singing over there on the persimmon tree. These birds are not singing with the thought of singing tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. They are singing to the fullest now. The flowers and the birds are living their lives right now. Only human beings live with the thought of having a tomorrow. They worry because they think that they have a tomorrow. If we have only today, we do not have to worry about tomorrow or the future. Because we think that we have a tomorrow, our greed, such as I should do this or I must do that, will arise. Like the flowers and birds, I try to live my life to the fullest. Mom, if you think we have only today, there is nothing else that you want. If you have only today, we do not think about being separated from our possessions. Ah, the flowers are good, and the birds are good because they are living their lives to the fullest now.'" The obachan said, "I can't forget the look on my husband's face when he told me this. His face looked like the Buddha and was beautiful. 5 years have gone by since he passed away. Since then, I also have lived my life to the fullest. Even now, his words give me the power to live." I think the husband's words are exactly Buddha's teachings. The husband is the Buddha. The obachan who is living following her husband's teaching is also a Buddha. Even if we are getting old, we should live in the now. We don't need to make comparisons. We should think how we can live to the fullest now. It is important to live happily and in a satisfying way right now. To do so, we must recognize ourselves as we are and accept our condition as it is. If we accept our reality, the gap between our reality and our wishes can be minimized. There is a big difference in just knowing about life and actually living your life to the fullest. Have a good, wonderful day today. Namo Amida Butsu.